that logic? We're going to talk to John. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Good to hear that. Yeah, what's going on?
I want to talk about my favorite movie because y'all do that thing with...
Seen any good movies lately? Movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if you were all going to do that today, but... You know, I want to talk about my favorite.
We'll do it with you. Here's seen any good
John,
movies lately.
Let me ask you something, John.
Yeah?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yeah, sure have.
Like what?
Well, I watch one repeatedly all the time. It's called Labyrinth.
Labyrinth?
The David Bowie?
Is that David Bowie in Labyrinth?
David Bowie and a bunch of Muppets?
Yeah, Muppets, yeah.
Good God.
And Jennifer Connelly, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey. What's that movie about?
It's just about this girl, and she has this baby brother, and she calls to the goblins to come and take him away, but she don't really mean it. And then they do, and David Bowie's this real cool guy, and he's like the Goblin King.
He's the man who fell to Earth.
Yeah, and he takes the baby away, and she's all mad, and she has to go through his twisted little labyrinth thing and find the baby and kill all these Muppet people. And
do you know who wrote Frank Oz? Do you know who wrote the book, The Labyrinth?
No, I never read the book.
I don't think it's any way related to the movie. Thomas Hobbes, if you're scoring at home. There you go. There's your literature thing for the day. So that's your favorite movie. That's from like 88.
Yeah.
That's it? That's your movie review, The Labyrinth?
Well, I saw Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory there.
25th anniversary has just been re-released in theaters. That's one of the greatest movies ever. You know the guy that wrote the book also wrote James and the Giant Peach. That guy hated the version with Gene Wilder. He hated the movie.
That book sucked, though.
The book Willy Wonka?
No, not Willy Wonka, James and the Giant Peach.
I haven't read that book.
See, when I was in fourth grade, they read that to us or something, and then it sucked. See?
Here, check this out. We got a movie review for you, John. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is the story of the Wrath of Khan. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the communicator beep like this. Let's begin now. Space, the final frontier. These are the continuing voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Have you seen this one, John?
Yeah, I think I have, yeah.
Wrath of Khan, what was that guy's name?
Ricardo Montalban.
He could sing a mean Bolari.
To observe the crew's first training flight, he greeted his old friend when he came aboard.
How are you feeling, Admiral?
Useless, Spock. I feel old and useless. I shouldn't be working behind a desk on Earth. I should be out here in space.
That's not Shatner.
Now you can tell by his wig, man. That's not William
Shatner. Hold on, was that the turn the page sign?
Yeah.
Man, that was weird.
I got a Teddy Rupskin tape that's like that. You know, and then it goes, and you turn the page. See?
Good. Yeah. Is that how you learned to read?
No, I didn't. I didn't read the words at the time, but, you know, I just listened to the words.
12 times 6
is,
good God.
I don't know, what, 72?
Hey, all right, John, if we had a prize, we'd give it to you.
Cool.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, wait, I got another question.
Okay.
I know y'all, one of you, I kind of get y'all mixed up sometimes, but you're talking about a bunch of bands all the time, and I wanted to know, I've never heard of this, I've heard of a band, it's called Switchblade Symphony, and I heard their lyrics were real cool, but I've never heard them, actually, so I want to know if you know anything about them.
Yeah, Switchblade Symphony, man, they really rock. They really rock. That's all we're allowed to say about them. Otherwise, it would be payola. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay, thanks, John. Okay, we had to get rid of him quick. This is a Chris and Rob late night talk show, 749-1444. We're going to church now.
Enjoy German music straight from Deutschland.
We can't play this kind of music when you're talking about German music.
With your host, Hans Kroski, every Wednesday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. You got your Scorps? You got your Michael Schenker?
I can't find my polka records.
Whether it's polka or modern, you'll hear it on German Tunes of the Queen City, 99 Luftballons.
I don't have that either.
Another fine program presented to you by Stepchild Radidio, WAIF-FM. It's 5 to 8 every Wednesday evening. Up next on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is a very special segment, a segment we're darn proud of, a segment we work hard and long on each and every week to bring it to you at a different time every hour when we do it, every week when we do it. It's a segment we take a lot of pride in. It's a little thing we like to call, seen any good movies lately? With your critic, Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hi, is this Scott Barlow, the resident Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie critic?
Yeah, I was going to go to bed till that punk called and took my spot.
Well, listen,
he
Scott.
He stole your thunder.
I only have one question for you tonight, Scott.
What's that?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Have you seen The Labyrinth lately?
I've seen that a
That's
couple times.
David
actually.
Bowie and a bunch of Muppets. What do you think of that movie?
I saw it in the theater.
Do you know who designed the set for it?
Jim Henson.
No, M.C. Escher.
There you go.
The last thing he did before he died.
What a legacy.
I don't know. Then he drew that hand, drawing the hand, drawing the hand, drawing the hand, drawing the hand.
Drawing the hand, drawing the hand, drawing the hand. Drawing
okay,
the
so
hand.
What movies have you seen, Scott?
I saw that Phenomenon.
Phenomenon with John Travolta, in which he becomes a gifted mental person.
He sees a big light.
He becomes Kreskin. He sees a bright light.
And he falls in love with only a kind of cute blonde.
Kind of, oh, man, that I don't know why she keeps getting in the cute roles.
What's her name?
Kira Sedgwick.
Is she really cute?
No, she's got like a weird caved-in face.
You know, I would have loved it if John Travolta would have fallen in love with that girl, that blonde girl that played the prostitute in that movie Leaving
Bullock.
Las Vegas. Well, Sandra Bullock would be good, too, with Travolta. But that movie Leaving Las Vegas, what was that blonde girl's name?
You mean Elizabeth Shue?
Oh, God, she is beautiful.
What was the blonde girl that wore the black leather pants and sang that song? I got chills, they're multiplying.
What are you talking about?
Travolta fell in love with her.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah.
There you go.
And I'm like, oh, grease lightning. Okay, so is this movie any good?
Not really.
Okay, move on. Or do you want to go into this one deeper?
If I recall, you told me off the air that Phenomenon is the perfect date movie of the summer. Maybe Larry and DJ could go catch Phenomenon when it comes to the Buck 75 theater.
And DJ could get in cheap because she's only 12.
It's not a very good movie, but it'd be a great date movie.
So that way, if you start feeling each other up in a movie, you can go back later and you know you haven't really missed anything?
Yeah, you're not going to miss much, and if you're not feeling each other up, she'll probably dig it.
So it's a chick flick?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What else have you seen?
I saw Courage Under Fire.
Now, I heard that one is not as good as it wants to be.
Well, it's nothing great, but it's a solid movie.
Is it going to win a bunch of awards like some people are saying? It's going to be the Oscar. It's the only Oscar contender of the summer.
Well, you know, the reviewers pretty much decide that, so it probably will win some awards.
It jump-started Lou Diamond Phillips' career again. We can be very thankful for that.
Yeah, after all those made-for-cable movies, he's back.
Does Courage Under Fire prove yet that Meg Ryan can act, or can she still only play Meg Ryan?
Boy, she tries. She really tries hard, but she's like the female Tom Cruise. You know, she's just always the same thing.
Is she naked in it?
No.
Has she ever been naked in a movie?
I don't think so.
She'd be good if she was in
the
movie.
You know who they should have got instead of Meg Ryan?
Who?
Adrienne Barbeau.
They could have gotten, maybe they could have gotten Barbara Streisand.
What's Cheryl Ladd doing?
Ha ha. What other movies have you seen this summer, Scott?
Well, that's all I saw this week, but I watched White Man's Burden on video.
Was that any good?
Not really.
Is that the one with Donald Sutherland or Marlon Brando?
It's John Travolta, where the roles are reversed. Where
what is this, like Travolta Week
that?
With Scott Barlow, the movie critic?
You weirdo, you a Morrissey fan all of a sudden?
What?
What, you see Urban Cowboy?
Oh, I heard the Morrissey segment. That was great.
Yeah, what's your favorite? Why do you like Morrissey so much, Scott?
Because of that gold shirt on Saturday Night Live. I remember that. That was snazzy.
Okay, well, thanks. This has been Scott Barlow with
Seen Any Good Movies Lately?
On the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, go to sleep, dude.
Thanks, Scott. Maybe Scott will be back next week or the week after to fill you in on what movies to see, what movies to skip, and what movies are good to take a date to.